The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Amazing. It's like waking up out of a good dream or a bad dream, depending on your point of view. Hello, 7 after the hour. The sun is shining on you this morning because you have woken up listening to the lovely tones of one Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Ken Kessler is here to help us get our nose focused on the things we need to be discussing today. I'm here with ancillary comments, information, activity of the mind, the advice that comes from only one who knows nothing but thinks that he or she knows a lot. For you wonder sometimes, looking at what goes on in the world, what people hold as important. Mm-hmm. For example, why would somebody be so upset at Brad Pitt that they would punch him in the face on the red carpet at the premiere of his wife's movie?
Well, that's a good question.
Why would anybody be that whack? This guy's name is Vitaly Sidyuk.
Sidyuk.
Tempted to crawl under the gown. I'm sorry, Jennifer, this story is too bizarre. You may take your turn at it if you would like for a moment or two.
I haven't even heard this story.
Really?
Actually.
Oh.
You are breaking news on me.
Breaking news. Better Brad breaking Pitt gets punched in the face.
Wow. So someone crawled on the red carpet underneath, right. Angelina,
under somebody,
Angelina Jolie's skirt? Or is that how they got in?
Somebody else's skirt.
That's a preview. This guy's like a serial red carpet troublemaker.
Oh, is he?
Oh, is he the guy that was under America Ferrara's skirt?
Yes.
Oh, this guy. So he's just doing it for the fun and attention.
No kidding. Yeah.
Can you imagine being on a red carpet? Okay, forget poor Brad Pitt, who's got a sore face. But can you imagine being on the red carpet as a girl? You're all decked out. You've got this floor-length gown. And then all of a sudden you're like,
crawls under
you. Am I alone in here? And you look down and see some prankster's face. You know, he'd be lucky to be alive if you did that to me.
Don't tell anybody I'm here. This is a surprise.
I'd give him the nicest, surprise. The thing
if I could. All right. So now the Russians, who are our pals, remember how friendly they are to us?
They crawl under our dress all the time.
Right, they do. Well, the Russians carried the next three people up to the space station, docked successfully. International Space Station, once again the home for three new astronauts. Let's see here. NASA's Reid Wiseman, Russian cosmonaut Max Suryev, and German cosmonaut Alexander Gerst. Works for the European Space Agency, arrived at the station about a half hour ago. They lifted off 6 hours earlier from the Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. Doesn't that sound like something that you want to, if you updated the story of Casablanca, mm-hmm. wouldn't you want it to come from a Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan?
Absolutely.
Dun, 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cosmodrome.
Play it again, Borat.
Cosmic. Mission Control congratulated the trio. Well, actually, they congratulated two of them. Mission Control, when it came to introducing the American, went as though they introduced the American. So, the cooperation has continued today. The folks in Russia are the ones that we're dependent on, and we do such a good job of getting along with them to get back and forth. Maybe the reason that they are being cooperative is because every time, listen to this, boys and girls, every time the Russians bring an American up to the space station, guess how much money we send them? One each time.
I'm going to guess more than a $50 gift card to iTunes.
More than a $100 gift card.
All right.
Kenny probably knows the answer, so it's not fair for me to ask him. The answer is, well, maybe I should ask the audience. What do you say?
Okay.
For a Sherry's Berries gift certificate, $50 worth of Sherry's Berries, how much money does it cost you and me as taxpayers to get an astronaut up to the space station courtesy of the Russians? Each time, every time, we send one person up from their base in Kazakhstan, it costs us X number of dollars. What's that figure for the swell prize? 888-302-3684.
This is like a word problem. What is X?
Right, exactly. All right, so yeah, you could put that into, no, that would be sort of like playing, that would be
algebra.
Like algebra. Right, exactly. All right, so algebraically speaking, X is the number. So it takes X dollars per seat per time for us to get an American up to the space station. What's that number? X. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Email is easy. It's fine. If you'd like to take a shot at it using social media, be our guest. Help yourself. It's Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. That's the way you reach us, and I'm sure you have high hopes of being able to figure out that number. What's the number? How much do we pay Russia every time we send somebody up to the space station? All right, let's see what else is happening here. The question has come up as to why the president is speaking out on foreign policy, starting with his speech at West Point yesterday. Did you hear any of that, Jennifer?
I did hear just a little snippet of it, Doug.
And you heard what? What did the president say that appealed to you, that attracted you? That
it's kind of more of the same.
Was it? More of the same what?
Well, just I mean, the part that I heard, he was just talking about the overseas stuff, and I mean, the stuff in Afghanistan and blah, blah, blah. Wasn't that the topic of it?
Well, the question has come up on why it seems that the solution to pretty much every problem is military.
Right.
Why is it that this guy who wanted hope and change, he wants to send more of our aid, AID, to Syria to help the good guys, except nobody knows who the good guys really are. And we already are embroiled in the Middle East and several other places with help. Why do we help people with military? Why don't we send negotiators? Why don't we send people that come up with, you know, when it's like having a situation with a couple. Is the male point of view, the female point of view, and somewhere in the middle is probably the right answer.
Can the weary military that we have withstand going to a place where there's no clear cut?
Answer? What are they going to do? Why do we have military at all if they aren't going to do something? I guess that's, we're here, we're going to protect ourselves. You're going to protect yourself from what? What do you think the military, you think the Canadians are going to come across the border at any moment? The Mexicans, do you think they're going to come across the border at any moment? And the Mexicans that do come across the border, we don't shoot, we walk
all the time.
Yeah, right. So, it's probably not. And so then, who's going to invade us? Britain? You think the Russians are going to send troops over across the Bering Straits into Alaska? You think that's going to happen? You think the Chinese are going to put troops on a ship and send them over to San Francisco and march through the streets? What do we have an army for? I think that's a question a lot of people, when you start thinking about it, we have an army to protect ourselves. How did sending troops to Iraq protect us? How did sending troops, especially keeping them there?
Well, I think the idea was it was trying to protect democracy.
Nah, baloney. 888-302-3684. Let's pause for a moment. There is plenty of action here, as you can tell. All minds are working full bore, and yours can be, too. Let's get the answer to the question about the Russians, how much we pay them every time we send somebody up into space. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD Devil, specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
A Turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball Turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball turkey bacon, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other Turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Let's find out if we can figure out, or if you can figure it out. I've got to figure it out because I'm the smarty pants.
You know the answers. You're cheating.
I'm not cheating. I have to have the answer in order to ask the question, don't I?
I guess.
Maybe. I mean, do you think Pat Sajak doesn't know what the numbers, what the letters are on the thing before he asks the question or before the thing gets put up there?
He doesn't really ask a question. He just lets him spin the wheel. But I do believe that Alex Trebek probably only knows the answers and not the questions.
You think that's the case? Wow. 888.
That works there.
Is it? 302-3684. All right. Let's see if Terry knows the answer to the question. Terry's in Enid, Oklahoma. Hi, Terry. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Well, sir, thank you for asking. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
That's good. You must sound like you teach school.
I teach student pilots how to fly in instrument conditions for the Air Force.
Really? See, I knew you were a teacher. I could tell that. I have been given lessons, flying lessons. I haven't taken them yet. What should I keep in mind when I get in the plane?
Don't crash.
Make landings equal takeoffs.
There you go.
Well,
month is two numbers to match, Dougie.
Okay, I guess I'm all set then. I should be fine. That's my intention is the same, and you know what the power of intention is, Terry.
That's right.
All right. Now, you call with the intention of winning some Sherry's Berries. What's the number? How much do we pay every time we send somebody up in a seat on the Russian space station to go to the International Space Station? I mean, the Russian space Soyuz, whatever it is.
I believe it's between 20 and 22 million.
That is not correct, sir. You are way too low, but that's a good guess. Thanks for calling. Here's a George in Evansville, Indiana. George, are you a pilot? Are you teaching people to fly, or what are you doing?
No, I don't teach somebody nothing.
No.
Good for you.
You don't teach English, I'll tell you that much. I know that. All right. So what's the answer? How much do we spend every time?
I think it's between $50 and $60 million.
Well, you are closer, sir. You're not correct, but you are closer. Let's see. Have we got time for Ron in Vero Beach? Ron, what do you think the number is?
I'm thinking $25 million.
Wait a minute, Ron. Were you not listening to the last guy who guessed 50 and I said he was closer than the guy who guessed 20 before?
I thought I had to stick by my guess.
I love you. You're going down with the ship.
That's good, Ron. Not quite, though. Thank you. We haven't got the right answer yet. 21 after on Good Day.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
The solution to problems that you have is to either ignore them or listen to us. We'll help you waft them away. How can we have some music there, Michael? What's the big idea? No, not that kind of music. I was hoping we would have something like Funky Town. It was the number one song during this
year. Could you just give us a little ditty, Michael?
1980. Yeah, we could have you sing like Lips, Inc. Michael,
won't you take me to... Won't you take me to...
There we go.
Oh, he sounds just like them.
Yes. He and Jennifer ought to go on the road. They ought to be on the stage. Next one leaves in 10 minutes. You heard that old joke. Lips, Inc. We're number
heard that
one.
Old joke, actually.
You never heard that joke?
I don't think so. Was
really?
It a joke?
But you ought to be on the stage. Next one leaves in 10 minutes. You never heard that? Come on. That's old. And not very good either, actually. So, Jennifer has nice lips, and so does Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. So together, they could be Kenny Lips, Inc. And here we are with...
Or we could be the replay of them, Lips Stink.
Lips Stink? Yeah. Won't you take me to Funky Town? I think this sounds like, because it was number one during this week in 1980, do you remember Starsky and Hutch? Weren't they around about that time? That's what I always thought of, when, that car and them together. I don't know why, just always thought of them in Funky Town. All right, so enough of the reference to really bad music from the 80s, even though it was number one. But we could do like they do on the, well, we used to do this when I was a jock. It was number one then and
number one
now. And I'm thinking that then would have been probably 1961, and then followed by would be the same group. For example, the Supremes might have had their first number one song, number one then, and it was Stop in the Name of Love or something. And then Diana Ross and the Supremes would sing We'll Be Together Again or something like that. It was we thought we were very clever at that time coming up with that gizmo gazmo.
Number one in the charts?
And still
one
in our hearts. Yes. Moldy, oldy, goody, goldy from our rusty rack and wrinkle records. The platters that matter and all that. Why did I even go down that street? We're giving Sherry's berries away. to the first person who can tell us. And so far, we have struck everybody out with the first pitch. Here, how much do we pay Russia every time we send one of our astronauts up to the spaceship with them? 888-302-3684. Let's see. What is it? Facebook.com/good day. Twitter at good day. Mike in New Jersey. Is that where you are? Hi, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Doug. Listen, can I give you an answer about your airplane?
Yes.
I asked the question because I have been given flying lessons. Any tips on how I should go about it? What would you like to give me as advice, Mike?
Get out.
Yeah, what? Really? Don't get in, get out, don't take the lessons?
Get out of the plane.
Get out
you
of the
You want to get out. That's the rule.
Oh, you want to get out. Yes, we do. We want to get in and we want to get out. Yes.
And don't correct. Build your own plane. We learned that from John Denver.
Yeah.
And the Supremes, a friend of mine actually went to school with Cindy Birdsong.
Really? She was like number two. Many people thought she had a better voice than Diana Ross.
What was her name?
Cindy Birdsong.
Cindy Birdsong.
I think she died, didn't she, Kenny, a couple of years ago, if I remember correctly?
I think she
One of them died. I don't know if it was her or not. All right, Mike, you've got all this other useless knowledge. How much is it going to cost us for sending our spaceman up yesterday with the Ruskies?
Well, since my original answer to your screener there, I've gotten a little more educated with the answers. I'm going to estimate my answer from what I originally said. Excuse me, $65 to $75 million.
Well, you got to pick a number between 65 and 75.
I'll say 65.
Nope, but you're getting closer anyway, Mike. Thank you. More of these calls. This is startling, stirring radio. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, what's your analysis of the student protests that have recently been canceling some commencement addresses?
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. What do you think about student protests that have been canceling some commencement addresses recently, like that of former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice at Rutgers?
Yeah, generally I agree with that. Timothy Egan just recently had a piece in the New York Times in which he discussed this, and I agreed with his general point that we should be open to different opinions, different points of view. The one mistake I think he made was citing Condoleezza Rice. In that particular case, I think the protesters had a legitimate point because she had been engaged, complicit at least in criminality, when she was in the Bush administration. And so I think that crosses a line.
But you're going to get a debate on criminality because she was never prosecuted. But Ron Christie, what if your school had invited, let's say, Edward Snowden?
Well, I do think he's a traitor. And if I were a student at Haverford, I would not want him there. But on the other hand, you know what? You might actually learn something. You might learn something from someone whose views you diametrically are against, whose foundation, whose core that you have a problem with, and you might walk away from that with a new appreciation from a different perspective. And that's all I wanted from Rutgers and from Haverford College and from Smith, to really just take a different look and a different perspective.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So I have a pasture in my front. It's a 29-acre pasture. I look out my window, and there's a split-rail fence, and there is an electric fence around that. And I see, yeah, there's about 64, 65 cows out there at this moment in time waiting to have calves. And then there's one between the fence and the house who's just wandering around having a nice time eating my lawn, which needs to be mowed anyway because it's been raining for so long. It's kind of high, so good luck to her. Meanwhile, speaking of luck, hello, welcome to this hour and this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn here to keep us up on things that are going on, an investigation into what's going on at the VA, Democrats and Republicans right on that bandwagon. Let's get rid of Mr. Shinseki. Now, I'm beginning, excuse me, at this point to think a little more kindly about Mr. Shinseki, because he has quite a distinguished record as a soldier. He was a career military guy. And then Mr. Obama asked him to run the VA, because he's a good Democrat, voted for Obama, worked hard for him, yada, yada, yada. And it seems Mr. Shinseki's not a very good administrator.
Right. So, well, that's the thing. You can think nice things about the person.
Right.
You know, everybody's got a family that loves them somewhere.
He's probably sorry he said yes to the president. Kind of like Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice, wonderful human being, very smart, fairly good at a couple of things governmentally. Horrible administrator. The State Department was in shambles when she was running it and when she left. But nobody knows that because that's not how you talk about it. You look at the leadership and, wow, look at the distinguished credentials he has. And Shinseki's the same thing. He has good credentials, but not as an administrator.
Right, but don't you think he still needs to be ousted? I mean,
yeah, of course he does. He doesn't. He should never have been there in the first place.
I don't understand how this administration, and maybe some in the past.
Any administration, they put these political hacks in, and they don't know anything, and they screw everything up.
And to protect them at all costs, I mean, it seems to me like just you run it like a business. If you can't do the job, you move them somewhere else, or you get rid of them.
Obama will drop them like a hot potato now that the Democrats on the Senate and House side have said, come on, this guy's got to go, because all it's going to do is drag them down even more in November. And veterans, do you think a veteran is going to vote for somebody that's supporting or anybody in why do you think Congress has dropped the Democrats? There are enough of them going to get lost in the storm anyway, and they can't run away from Obamacare anymore, so can they run away from this guy? Sure, absolutely. So, Mr. Shinseki, to retain your dignity, perhaps it would be a good idea if you took the pipe and the long way home. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, we have more important fish to fry. Last half hour, we were talking about the spaceship from Russia bringing the three-man crew, an American, a Russian, and a German, up to the Space Center, docked there about an hour ago. And I was curious as to how much it cost each time we sent somebody up. The United States of America buys a seat on this, on the cosmonaut, the whatever the, what do they call them now, the Soyuz spacecraft. So what does it cost us? We're going to give away a gift certificate for Sherry's Berries, person who comes the closest, and we have, we're getting closer. Let's see how the votes are cast at the moment. Rod is in Florida, or on the Florida-Georgia line. Hi, Rod.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So what do you think the number is?
It's $140
million. It would be, well, under a certain circumstance, it might be, but not under a singular circumstance. All right, so that's a pretty good guess. You got any advice for me in my flying lessons? By the way, everybody seems to want to give me advice on my flying lessons.
Stay on the right side of the grass. Stay up.
The right side of the horizon.
Come from a truck driver, okay? Stay on the stand between the gutters.
Though. Yeah, right. stay between the lines. Right.
Yes, sir.
All right, drive safely. Excuse me. What are you driving, by the way, Rod? What's the tractor?
Big truck.
Yeah, what is it, though?
It's a big International Pro Star. Yeah, it's okay. It's
American
all right.
made. Yeah, it's okay. All right, thank you. Ellen in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. Hi, Ellen.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
Well, how about you?
Pretty good.
How's my friend Storm doing? Is she all right still?
Yeah, she's still all right. Going strong, yeah.
Tell her I said hello. All right.
Okay.
Anyway, what's the story with the number?
I'm going to say $80
million. $80 million is too high, but we're getting, we're by process of elimination, we're getting closer. John, in Owensboro, Kentucky, what do you say?
$77
million. Da 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 da. Why am I doing that jingle, John? Da 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 da. What? No, you're not a winner. What is 70?
Oh, yes, you are in my
family. Well, yeah, you're a winner because you're listening. Good day. Da 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 da. How old are you, John?
I'm 50 years old.
It wouldn't mean anything to you then. Da 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 da. Last week we talked about the passing of Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., who was the star of 77 Sunset Strip. Okay, you got it. Now he's got it. All right, John, you didn't get the prize because you haven't got the right answer, but you got a few other things, and I guess that's what's important. Thanks for the call, sir. 888-553. Where are we here?
No,
that's the wrong number. Why do I keep wanting to give Dr. Ken's number? 888-302-DOUG. I should remember that. Jan in Vero Beach. Hi.
Hi.
What's happening in Vero this morning?
Oh, it's going to be another beautiful day in paradise.
What a drag. Isn't it awful? The weather's so good all the time. Don't you get tired of it?
No, I live in Ohio for 60 years, and I love it here.
Really?
That's paying your dues.
Solar powered.
Well, I hope you're having a great day. So I had almost all of my friends at WTTB. Meanwhile, how much money do we spend?
It originally was $50 million when they first cut out the program here, but I assume now it's about $75 million.
Getting warmer. Here's Amy in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Well, are you on Facebook as well?
Oh, you know it.
See, Kenny told me that there was somebody named Amy who had the right answer, but I think you figured out that I was going to the college. Not that I didn't want to go to Facebook, but I was going to get rid of all of the college.
Well, and now she's been right on Facebook, and she's about to be right on the radio. So you're double winner now.
Hi, Amy. Give us the number, Ames.
$70 million.
Actually, the number is $70.4 million per seat. That's what it costs. So you're a winner. How are things in Newburyport? That's how long have I been on? What, 4 or 5 months in Newburyport?
Yeah, we've been listening to you every day, my husband and I, every morning.
Really? Do you listen to Pete Falcone, who's also on that station?
We do.
Yeah. Do you know Pete?
We don't, no. But no. We lived in town for about 4 years now, really? So we're getting to know everybody.
That's good. Well, Pete and I grew up together in the radio business. We are strange bedfellows in that we work at the... Same rate. He's a little younger than I am, but he looks older, actually.
Give me a break.
No, I have maintained my youthful appearance, and Pete looks a little older than I do. It's just it. I can't get used to him with gray hair. I think that's probably what my problem is. And then people say they look at me, and they can't. He hasn't seen me. We haven't seen each other. This is a very interesting thing about radio. Pete and I probably haven't seen each other for maybe 25 years. 25 years. We worked together in the 60s and 70s on a radio station in our hometown. You know, he lives in the next town from me, but he and I were on the same radio station, WKOX, for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he's a good radio guy. He's actually a wonderful human being. There isn't anybody who doesn't like him. And so, Amy, the next time you have a chance to listen to him, try to get to him and tell him Doug says hello, all right?
I will. I'll make sure I tell him.
All right. Okay. Meanwhile, you're going to get some Sherry's Berries. We have a gift certificate, so I'm going to put your name on it. That's how important you are. I have in my hot little hand the certificate myself.
Perfect.
All right. So,
thank you so much.
You know what I should do? I probably ought to bring it to you because you're so close to me. I should probably bring it to you. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. I'll get a hold of Falcone, and we'll take you. Maybe we'll bring you to lunch or something. We'll figure out how we can bring you to lunch. So what's the hot spot for lunch in Newburyport?
There's a new place that opened in the Tannery, 50 Water.
Really?
We've been a few times, my husband and I, and it's fabulous.
All right, you can't bring your husband because he's got to work. Pete and I will bring you.
He can fit in another table. And
there you go. Table. That's fine. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Perfect.
My stepmother, who is from Methuen, is actually living in Newburyport now, and I need to come up and see her because she fell down in Florida and broke her jaw and was all wired up and she kind of messed up.
Oh, wow.
But now she can talk, so I'm going to go see her. Maybe I'll couple all of these things together. How's that?
Sounds excellent.
All right, hold on just a second. Give your email address to Michael. It was very nice chatting with you. And I'm sure, if nothing else, I'll hear from Falcone about my wisecracks about his age and how he looks.
All right. Perfect. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Hold on just a second. Thank you, Amy. Isn't it amazing how in this business, and Jennifer is getting to know this, Kenny's been around it for a while, we all are radio brats. Mm-hmm. Kenny grew up in the business, and I grew up in it, and Jennifer grew up in it, all in different eras.
But you kind of have your class that you grew up with.
Right, exactly, yeah. And Falcone is one of these guys who was very steady, maybe. Is that the right way of putting it? You know, somebody who was always on, but not on, you know, like, he was on because he understood what was going on. And he was easy to work with. Everybody liked working with a guy. And so he managed to build a career for himself. And he and a friend of his have bought a few radio stations, and they're doing fine. Newburyport's a great community, actually. It's a lovely place up on the north shore of Massachusetts. And so that's the story. I don't have to tell you any more, right?
There you go.
All right, so congratulations to Amy. The story is with 70.4. You want me to talk to Joseph? He's got some tips for me in my list. I didn't ask Amy for tips. Joseph is in Anchorage. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. If you're going to be taking lessons, you may go through what a lot of new pilots go through. I went through it, and my instructor, first or second time up, looked at me holding on to the controls of the airplane and my knuckles getting white, and I'm holding really tight, and he says to me, "You really want to fly, don't you?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yeah, well, yeah." He says, "Why don't you step outside?" What do you mean? He says, "The airplane flies, Joe, if you just let it."
Mm-hmm. Let it go. Let the stick go and take you.
And fly safe.
You know, Joseph, that's not unlike driving a tractor. Have you ever driven a tractor?
Well, actually, I have.
Yeah, what kind?
You gotta be light and feel the ground under
right.
you and
that's
guide
right.
it.
You have to everything like this time of year we're plowing and harrowing and planting. So there's a feel to the machine that is different than if you're cutting hay or you're doing some other item with a different implement on the back of the tractor. It's a feel, it's a sound, it's a rhythm, and I'm betting that, as a matter of fact, I know this because I know some pilots who have told me, for example, what flying a 757 is like. It's like driving a Porsche. Everybody wants to fly a 757 because it's the best, it's the Cadillac of planes. And so, and they, but they all have, I remember talking to a pilot once. I happened to be sitting in Raleigh-Durham, God knows why, but I was sitting at a counter having a lunch, and the pilot came up and sat next to me, and we were talking. He was flying 727s. And I said, when you get into a plane, can you tell? It was because at that time, American probably had 300 727s. Mm-hmm. And he says, I can tell. I look at the tail number, and I remember the last time I flew the plane and what its quirks were, because they all had quirks. They all flew more or less the same way, but it's like a car. I have an old Mercedes 300 diesel. I've had three or four of them over the last 30-some-odd years, and I can tell the difference. Just they all sound the same. They sound like a teapot, but there's a different, there's a nuance to the brakes, there's a nuance to how the transmission takes hold. All of those things are different. And I think that's what you're saying about an airplane. That's what it feels like.
You feel it and you let it fly, and yeah, all you do is guide it.
Yep, right. Guidance.
Oh, like your radio show.
That's right. I yeah, feel it and I guide it, and the rest of them all try to ruin it every day for me, and I have to keep pulling them back
right
in.
Please.
Right, that's how it works, Joseph. Thanks for the call, sir. Nice to hear from you. 888-302-3684. All right. A moment of silence for Maya Angelou, who passed away at the age of 86 yesterday. She was on this program, what, 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah, not long ago.
No. She had a lot of respect for a lot of different corners of the world. And it's a sad thing. When everybody who's well, anybody passes away, it's a sad thing, usually. And not, I guess there are a few people that have passed away we wouldn't worry too much about, but she may be one of them that we miss. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm going for groceries to Grandma's.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home. Love is the moments that we share. We've got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
All right, so do we need to know? I give myself just a little corner, a little window for news that I'm not sure you need to have, but just in case you're following what's going on in Ukraine, 14 Ukrainians, apparently, including an army general, were shot down in a helicopter, and they all died. The rebels shot down the helicopter. But it wasn't the Russians. Ew, the Russians are too busy getting our Americans into space for 71 or close to 71 million bucks a pop.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Back to the action here, 53 after the hour. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day. Shelley Palmer is with us, our technology expert and reporter. He's going to talk with us about Google's newest search tool, a voice-commanded Google search. A voice-commanded Google... What? I thought they were all like Siri. You can ask for... Is this the equivalent of the Apple Siri? Is that what this is? Kenny, do you know for a fact?
Or
do you
want to just guess? I think this is also... I think this is on the web, isn't it? As opposed to, I mean, on your computer. As
you know
opposed
what?
To on.
I see. Yeah, okay. You could do something by looking. Okay, I'm looking at my computer now. Tell me about Jennifer Horne. What color pajamas is she wearing?
I know.
No, I didn't get an answer to that.
They're pink with hearts on them.
Really? How sweet.
Yes.
All right, so anyway.
Surprising, no.
Surprise, surprise. Shelley talks about this new search tool coming right up here on Good Day.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Massachusetts, responsibly.
today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. If you wanted to make Google searches with your voice, you're in luck. Google has rolled out hands-free search to every version of Chrome. The feature was previously available for beta testers or as part of third-party extensions, but came with additional bugs that hadn't been worked out. But now the feature is available to anyone based in the U.S. or anyone who has Chrome set to U.S. English. To get started, go to Google's homepage or open a new tab in Chrome. Say, "Okay, Google," then speak the phrase you want to search. If you don't like the idea of your computer always listening to you, it's easy to make sure that the feature is turned off. Click on the Chrome menu in the top right corner of your browser, then click Settings. At the bottom of the screen, click Show Advanced Settings, then uncheck the box that says Enable OK Google to start a voice search. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint and it sounds fantastic, but is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel.
Not that!
Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Family plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer in 7/10/14 comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of family members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
All right, so here's the story about Apple buying a headphone maker named Music Streamer. Or is it Music Streamer Beats? I don't even know what the name of the company is, Kenny. Is it Music Streamer Beats? I guess that's what it is.
It's Beats.
Beats. Oh, a company. It's a headphone maker and a music streamer named Beats. All right, got it. Modifiers are all misplaced in the sense, and I don't know, Beats, never heard of them before, but now it makes sense. What doesn't make sense is they paid $3 billion for it. The most expensive acquisition in Apple's 38-year history, a price the company is paying to counter a threat posed by the iTunes store. Huh? What is the threat? What is the perceived threat? Something must be bad because
I'm not sure what the threat is. Beats is a company by Dr. Dre that makes headphones and
overpriced
and
headphones,
makes, sound equipment. Yeah. But the audio quality though is so good; it's one of the best that is out there for computers and for
and people love
and,
them.
And so everything. They use them as a component to an Apple machine, maybe. Would that be?
Yep.
They can use it as a component. So, Dr. Dre, why do I know that name?
He's a rapper.
Yeah. No, he doesn't have to rap anymore. He's got $3 billion.
That's right.
All right. He's going to unwrap, as it were. All right, so that's interesting information, very compelling, and hopefully complete. As a matter of fact, we've completed the hour. It's 59 past the hour of the Good Day program.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.